come on. 17 minutes past 9 in the morning. That is the iconic, the legendary Sean Paul and Pia Mia with How We Do It. We really are Sound City Kenya. We are powered by music over here, even on a Wednesday. 2 days to that weekend, it feels like it. For real, for real. What's Up 254 is on. I am Ray Kirog.
And I'm Joro Gwebi.
And as promised, our special guest is here.
Yes.
We like it when like in the studio has more than just me and Joy. I mean, no offense to our producer, no idea. Miss Valentine. You guys are great. You guys are great. But visitors are always welcome. Mm. For real, for real. He is Lawrence Mooley. He is the lead expert at AU Youth Lab. Mm-hmm. We were just talking about him. Is that creepy, Lawrence? We were talking about you.
Oh, no, that's me. Okay, yeah. I was listening to you guys the way here.
Yeah, technically, does that count as talking behind his back?
No, he was a part of the conversation.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. And now you're here. Karibu sana, Lawrence.
Santeni sana. Excited to be here.
Have you been? How's your day so far?
Been good.
Yes.
Amazing that I've been in Kenya for a while now. So I'm excited to be here to come share about this grant to Kenyan young people.
Yeah, man. You say you're in Kenya for a while now. Where were you before you came to Kenya?
Oh, no. I live in London. I come for holidays, but then I'm always here. I mean, this time a bit longer because we have to spread this to 17 other countries. So Kenya is lucky to be the first one.
This is interesting. Nice. We're the first one.
Oh.
I mean, we've known for a while that we're special, you know, because we're Kenyan.
Yeah. You know what? This is actually nice. You know, we've been reading that you're a lead expert in the AUEU Youth Lab.
Yes.
I just really want to understand, what can you explain that to us?
Joy wants to know, what is your job? What does a lead expert do?
Yes.
Great, amazing. So, essentially, this grant is going to be a 14 million euro grant for 17 African countries over 3 years.
Yeah.
So, the EU came up and said, you know, we need a team of experts who are going to oversee a lot of consortium partners who are implementing the program. So there's a lot of amazing organizations that are going to be actually rolling out the program. I've been talking about them. Oxfam, Restless Development, Search for Common Ground. Some very good youth-led organizations that are actually, you know, part and parcel of understanding the youth ecosystem. So we're working with them. Yes. So all our work is just coordination. Not that fancy. Coordination the whole
time. It's that fancy.
It is fancy.
Coordination is crazy.
And did you catch the 14 million euro, the worth of grants? Did you catch that part?
I definitely caught that.
You know, this year we decided we're securing the bag, Mr. Lawrence. We're really, especially on the show, we're pretty big on securing the bag. And we want to know, because Youth Lab is doing such amazing things, but is it just the grants? I've seen the website. It looks like you do a lot more than even just that as well.
Exactly. There's so much more into it.
The
grants are actually just one of three major pillars we have. The first one is just making sure systems that work with young people understand youth engagement.
Oh my god, yes.
So a lot of the challenges I've had the opportunity to work with Meta, with the Commonwealth Youth Program, with the AU before, and the experience I've had with institutions that engage young people is that let's bring the young people to the room, let them engage with us.
Yes.
Now, one of our pillars is making sure that those systems are youth-centric.
Okay.
By that, I mean they are responsive to the
actual needs of the young people.
Okay. Then the second thing we'll be doing is a lot of training and capacity building.
Oh, nice.
And then it's not just the normal trainings that we do. It's actually anchored on youth development principles.
Wow.
I don't want to get into
the
science of youth development, but there's something called youth work and professionalization of youth work and mainstreaming youth in national development work.
Nice.
What all that entails is that these principles that youth development work actually entails.
Right.
That many people who work with young people do not understand. So
okay.
I can bore you guys go on and
let
on.
Let me tell you why you're not boring us is first of all, you're kind of the right show. I'm millennial. Mm-hmm. She's Gen Z.
Yes.
And so we understand a lot of that, you know, trying to different generations understand. And being very responsive to each other's way because we're different as times proceed and you do need some of these people as the actual people on the board, young people as well, so they can inform the decision makers as well. By the way, this is our young people, this is what they really need.
Yeah.
And I like that feels like what you're in line with. Man, I'm going to talk about so much, but Joy, do you have a question?
Yes, I do have a question. You know, we've been talking about the grants.
Yes.
I just want to know, are there any different, is it different types of grants or is it just the same grant?
Very good question, John.
Okay.
So basically,
yes, yes,
yes, yes.
The grant is divided, or rather, program is divided into two like huge streams. One is called the Youth Voices Lab, and as the word Voices says, it's about empowering and giving young people agency.
Okay.
And the space and the funds to actually engage with leaders, engage in processes, do research, do training by themselves. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So for that category, being led by Oxfam, we're giving actual micro grants. So these are 1,000 euros to 10,000 euros.
Okay.
So this could be you like planning a young organization, let's say Kibera, planning out an advocacy to showcase the impact of like sanitation to to their day-to-day lives. Mm-hmm. That in of itself could just be a campaign on environmental sustainability. Again, and just to mention that, we're thematic agnostic. So basically what that means is we work across all the 17 sustainable development goals.
Okay.
So we're not trying to say we're only funding programs on education or environment or health.
Yeah.
It's all across the board.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the Youth Voices
Lab. Youth Voices Lab.
The Youth Action Lab, also led by Oxfam and other consortium of partners, now gives more funding into substantive youth-led programs, projects that are actually making an impact in communities.
Okay.
Yes. And these are divided into four grants. I can quickly run through them into four categories.
Yes, yes,
the
yes.
first one is innovation grants.
Yes. Okay.
As the name goes, we want to scale, you know, improve, sustain new ideas that are actually coming up with innovative ways of, you know, challenging and, you know, solving
and dealing
global
and solving,
challenges
in
the grassroots. That's very huge grants. It's 30,000 to
50,000.
And there's a whole criteria that is
gotta
on our website.
You've got to be innovative for this one.
Yeah. Second one is entrepreneurship grants.
Okay.
As the name goes, are you an entrepreneur out there who wants to scale up your business?
Nice.
Or you want to start off a new business?
Mm-hmm.
But this has to be at a scale where you're actually showing impact across these SDGs. Whatever SDG you're working on, you have to showcase that your business is actually meeting the needs of young people.
Okay.
And then this has an element of intersectionality. So let's say, for example, you could be working on an empowerment program for young people in Maasailand. On the effects of climate change on education of the girl child, for example.
Yeah.
You've already tackled their women's empowerment, you've tackled climate change, and even, you know, cultural norms that may hinder young women from, you know, accessing their education and empowerment programs.
Yeah.
Third is representation grants.
Okay.
Now, here is where we're giving grants out to young people who are actually doing advocacy campaigns on very critical issues. So we might decide that maybe in Kenya, for example, young people need to get civic education.
Okay. Right. You know, so that is something that is ongoing, an ongoing conversation.
Exactly.
That's good.
It's an ongoing conversation. If you're a youth-led organization, let's say focusing on that. It's one of 100 examples that, you know, youth-led organizations can do. That representation grant is going for that.
Okay.
The last category is called cooperation grants.
Okay.
And these grants were specifically made to ensure that a youth organization, youth-led organization in Africa is working equally with a youth-led organization in Europe.
Wow.
They co-apply together.
Wow.
To showcase how Africa and Europe youth can cooperate to actually solve global challenges.
Interesting.
So that's at a very global level.
Yes.
It will have to be, you know, of course, an organization that is already working internationally across our 17 AU countries, partnering with. So you cannot apply for the cooperation grants, which are 50,000 euros being led by European Youth Forum and our African counterparts.
Yeah.
You cannot apply for that if you're not
already have
an EU
operating but already or organization that already is operational.
Is already operational.
This
but
is nice.
We're giving also training on if you want to identify. Let's say you don't know an organization in Europe that is working on, let's say, your health.
Oh, you can
advocate,
partner. You can help.
We'll give training and partner you up with
Come
a similar
on.
Organization.
I like this. Yeah. This is exactly what the conversation needs to be like. See, I told you, secure the bag. I told the bag is coming into the studio.
Literally.
Now we're going to go into the conversation about how can that bag not enter your pockets, okay? That conversation and more is coming up in a bit after NSG Roadblock. Some DJ Maporisa as well, and featuring Zlatan and Sweet Brown. It's Chris Bonnie with Mona Lisa.
What's up, 254 with
Ray and Joy.